This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Timothy Gay, author of Roryland, the up and down world of golf's global icon, joins us now to offer his insight on Rory McIlroy. Hey, Timothy, welcome to Talking Golf.
Well, good morning, Ann. Can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Ah, my pleasure. I love the book. And in your introduction in the book, you call Rory McIlroy, in quotes, overexposed, overextended, way overanalyzed, profoundly human, and immensely likable superstar who supposedly spat on a billion Saudi bucks and by his own admission is the sacrificial lamb of the tour's LIV Golf fiasco. That's quite the paragraph, but that's what the book's all about.
Yeah, it sure is. He is a bundle of contradictions, but that's what makes him such a fascinating and, I think, really empathetic guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've covered his career all these years, and I would agree with you on that line. Why is he overexposed, overextended, overanalyzed? And I mean,
yeah.
He's a man of contradiction, right?
Yeah, he sure is, and I think he has gotten himself embroiled in too many controversies, become the face and the voice of too many things. I think he recognizes now that he's spread himself too thin, which is why he's backed off the LIV debate. It was he hurt himself on LIV by getting way too wrapped up and allowing himself to be way too critical of his peers who took the Saudi money and left for LIV. But he's backed off of that now after a really kind of rocky couple of years. He's focused more on golf, and I think you could see the results of that at Augusta National when he came through after putting himself to survive.
Yeah, I mean, that roller coaster fun around at the Masters, and we've talked about it at length here on this show, but you had some brilliant shots, you had some unbelievable ugly ones, and a lot of luck thrown in as well. And that final round could be really somewhat of an analogy for his persona, don't you think?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the title of my book ended up being kind of right on the money. You know, Roryland is a place that the whole world kind of joined on Masters Sunday. We all saw the up and down, crazy, erratic play that he's capable of. But we also witnessed just how popular he is worldwide. He is easily the world's most popular player, and you could see that in the television ratings, Ann. In North America alone, TV ratings were up 33% on Masters Sunday. They were even bigger than that in Ireland and UK and throughout Europe. He really is the world's global icon.
Well, he brought in an audience, some who would not really watch golf because, you know, he's an open book, and I think they were captivated by his heartwarming effort to try to finally win the Masters.
Yeah, I absolutely right. And it had gone on so long, more than a decade. He had been stuck at four major championships and on the verge of being, as you pointed out, at the top, only the sixth guy in history to have won the career Grand Slam. He finally did it. Rory is such a likable guy, as I say over and over again in the book. He is golf's ageless Opie Taylor. There's something about that freckle-faced kid that we fell in love with when he was just a teenager making his major championship debut, still an amateur in 2007 at Carnoustie. We fell in love with that swing, with that wonderful persona. He's got a very sort of open, charming, charismatic way, especially with kids. And he has been an open book, completely responsive to the media for the most part. But there have also been some sort of head-scratching moments, which is what makes Rory Rory.
Yeah, talk about head-scratching. I mean, why do you think he did a 180 when it comes to his stance on LIV Golf? I mean, let me just back up a second. In 2022, at the U.S. Open at Brookline, in the heat of the LIV Golf versus PGA Tour fight, it was Phil Mickelson's first press conference back since he had joined LIV Golf. And at that press conference, I asked Phil, what does legacy mean to you? And do you think your legacy has changed since you joined LIV? Well, he glared at me and he did not like the question, but he did give a good answer. And then the very next day, I asked the same question of Rory McIlroy, you know, what does legacy mean to you? And he had, you know, a typical, very eloquent, long-winded answer saying that money can't buy legacy, money can't buy reputation. And then he does this 180 about his stance on LIV Golf.
Right. Yeah, he's thrown everybody in. He has done this consistently throughout his career. Yeah. He has flip-flopped on all manner of issues, whether it's Olympics, which country to represent in the Olympics, whether the Olympics are worthwhile. He's questioned the credibility of the Olympics, said he was never going to really enjoy his experience. Now he has completely flip-flopped since he's participated in two Olympics. He's flip-flopped on the golf equipment issue, on whether the modern golf ball should be limited in the distance it travels. And he was very outspoken that it should not be a couple of years ago, then kind of inexplicably switched his position on that. And he is as passionate about his new views as he is about his old. That's what makes Rory Land such a...
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fascinating part, place to kind of analyze. It's you know, Rory jumps around from issue to issue, and he doesn't quite understand that he owes his fans, he owes the golf community a clear explanation of why he's changing his views. I think it's fine for him to adopt a different position on a particular issue. We all have to be flexible in life, but he owes us a better explanation as to why he does.
And you describe him, Timothy, as a man without a country. He does not have a nationality to call his own, you say.
He does not, and it's all the peculiarities of growing up in Northern Ireland, and growing up, as I say, a child and grandchild of conflict. It's early on a Sunday morning. I don't want to depress your listenership by talking too much about Ireland's troubles, the sectarian tension that really devastated the north of Ireland for the last three decades of the 20th century. But they were a big part of Rory's life. They decimated both sides of his family. Had a great uncle who was gunned down by a Catholic great uncle who was gunned down by Protestant paramilitary guerrillas in his home, assassinated in his home with his wife in the next room and four children, four young daughters sleeping upstairs. This is November of 1972. This is his father, Jerry's uncle. His mother grew up in a little town west of Belfast called Lurgan, which was so ugly and contentious during the Troubles. It was known as Northern Ireland's murder town, which is not something that any town wants to be known as. There were so many political and sectarian assassinations, bombings, all the rest, kind of a nightmarish situation. That's where Rosie McDonald McIlroy grew up. So it's the realities, the awful realities of the Troubles affect the people of Northern Ireland every day. It has the Northern Ireland to this day has the highest incidence of post-traumatic stress of any society that catalogs such things in the world. That is how Rory grew up. Now, the Troubles had calmed down by the time he was a kid, but Rory's career arc will be forever linked to the ending of the Troubles. The Good Friday Agreement was signed in 1998 when Rory was 9 years old. That's exactly the same time. That spring, Rory won the World 10-and-under Championship at Doral in Miami and returned home to Belfast overnight, a national hero, a national icon. He's been that, and if you can imagine such a thing, since age 9. Think of the pressure on that young kid and on that young man, and now the fully grown man, the 36-year-old Rory McIlroy. He has faced those kinds of pressures, that kind of angst since being a little kid. It's not easy, as I say in the book, being Rory McIlroy never has been.
Sure. And last year at the Zurich Classic in New Orleans, talk about, you know, he and his buddy Shane Lowry, after they won it, talk about what happened with when somebody, you know, threw the green, white, and orange Republic of Ireland flag on the stage.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing, and I think it opens up so much about Rory, that particular moment. I think many of the people tuned in this morning will be familiar with what we're talking about. After Rory and his great buddy Shane, his great pal for 20 years, won the two-man team competition at TPC Louisiana, there was a big, in a pavilion at the course, there was a big celebration afterward, and Rory and Shane climbed the stage and sang karaoke. They sang Journey, Don't Stop Believing. In the middle of the performance, somebody threw the Irish Republic tricolor flag, the famous green, white, and orange flag, onto the stage. It was handed to Shane. Before Shane, a proud citizen of the Republic, hoisted the flag up in celebration, which would have caused the crowd to go even crazier, he looked over at Rory, who was in the middle of singing a karaoke song, microphone at his lips. Rory gave him a very subtle shake of the head. Shane understood, And Shane very carefully, gently tossed his flag back into the crowd. Think about that. It's the Troubles. Here it is, 27 years now after the Good Friday Agreement, and Rory still felt uncomfortable as a citizen of Northern Ireland being associated with the flag of the Republic of Ireland to the south.
You don't think about that history in Northern Ireland when you think about Rory, but you know, it goes into quite a lot of detail about that in your book. It's called Rory Land, The Up and Down World of Golf's Global Icon. Thank you so much, Timothy Gay. He could have at least, though, have called Jack Nicklaus to tell him he wasn't going to be playing the Memorial this year.
Yeah, he sure could have, and he should have, yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.